why does God let bad things happen? Why is there sickness? Why is there disease, war, hunger, all of the things? Well, I'm here to tell you that God doesn't make those things happen. Years ago, he decided that he was going to give us, his people, free will. Free will being you have the choice to choose him and love him, or you can choose everything but him. God is a believer of true, genuine love. In order for him to know if you really love him or not, he's going to let you be the one to decide. And that free will extends to everything in this world. He didn't just say, oh, you have free will over love. No, you have free will for everything. Which means that bad things can happen, but good things can happen as well. Instead of saying, God, why did you do this to me? Why did you let this happen? Say, Father, I need you now more than ever. Can you help me through this? Also, the test and the hard times that we go through prove to him if our faith is genuine or not. If you seek him through the hard times, he's going to know that y'all have a sincere relationship. So that's why we have free will. From my understanding, God is not out to get you, but he is there for you when you need him. And one day, he promised all of us, we will not have to worry about all this corruption anymore. The Bible says that the things that we suffer with now compare not to the rewards that are waiting for us in heaven. One day you'll look back at this little life here, this short little sliver of time, and be like, the reward is so worth it. Jesus went through a crucifixion, was nailed to the cross, tempted for 40 days in the wilderness by the devil. He was hated. All of us are going to go through some hard things too down here. But one day we will be without corruption. Cling on to that. Seek him with all of your heart and watch what he does in your life.